This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Has flipped to 2026. He's the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every Monday, Buzz Williams. Coach, how you feeling? Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year to you. Good morning.
We'll go back to Friday. Obviously, the Ducks come into town, and you guys a little undermanned, as we've talked about. We know you don't like talking about injuries, but they had a size advantage. What did Altman and his crew do to kind of take advantage of said strength there?
Yes, sir. I think we're figuring some things out. I think our staff's done a really good job, and a credit to our players. They've been very resilient in their willingness to adjust and learn relative to whatever has transpired with our roster. I think we've had some traction over the last couple of weeks in regards to executing some things at a much cleaner level, much more effective level. We shot 18 more balls than Oregon. You're right. We are size deficient. That is one of the things they're best at. They did beat us inside relative to points, relative to size, relative to strength, relative to pounds. We did an incredible job on the offensive glass. We got 16 offensive rebounds. I understand we missed a lot of shots, but we were in a position to get them. We did do a good job of using our speed versus their size. On the other end, when they missed, I thought we did a good job with that. We defensive rebounded 75% of the shots. They only had 7 offensive rebounds. The thing that we struggled with, we struggled to score. We played with a lower turnover rate. We need it to be even lower. We're fighting a lot of margins, and there's not much wiggle room within each of the margins. We didn't get fouled near as much as we need to. They don't foul. We don't foul. That's kind of what it ended up being. We fouled the last 3 possessions on purpose, trying to lengthen the game instead of shorten the game. But there were positives. Not necessarily in the outcome, but we've made some strides, and we'll have to make even more strides because the team that we're playing on Wednesday, based on what I've seen thus far, an even different sort of team, more like Iowa than Oregon was in regards to their ability to shoot from 3 and multiple guys on the floor that can score.
Yeah, Hoosiers coming up a couple of nights here. But you talk about the struggles offensively, Buzz. 28% from the field, 20% from beyond the arc. You don't coach to miss, but is shot selection a problem here, or is it you're just getting these open looks and unfortunately they're just not falling for you right now?
I think shot selection would have been a category that we were poor at in the month of November. I think our guys understand, as our roster has changed, there's a different way we're trying to score now than we were in the month of November. I think our shot selection has improved. specific to Friday, I don't think that there were many shots that I would look at relative to how we're trying to score and say, we shouldn't have shot that ball. We need to play a little faster. We didn't quite play as fast as we needed to in the first half. We were much quicker in the second half. But again, we need some free throw makes, but we've got to get to the free throw line for that to occur. We're going to attempt more threes than we were prior to Gochi's injury, just so that we can try to accumulate enough points offensively to win. We're going to try to take away the three more defensively. That is a problem at the rim from a size standpoint, but we're not going to be able to give up threes at the rate we were in November and have a chance. So we've done a much better job. Oregon made five threes. Going into the game, they were shooting 48% of their shots from three. They only shot 33% of their shots from three in our game. So we're doing better, not necessarily completely shown on the scoreboard. But I think the threes that we took, I don't think it was a shot selection standpoint. That has been a problem. I don't think that was the problem on Friday. We're turning the ball over at a lower rate. That has helped us get more shots. And with our roster being what it is, some of those shots are probably going to trend towards we're going to shoot more threes than twos. I think that our guys understand we've got to play with a low turnover rate, yet at the same time, play with a little bit of pace maybe before the defense is set, while understanding it's a delicate balance of we can't shoot a bad shot because arguably the best shot we're going to get is an offensive rebound. So we need to shoot it when the four guys on the floor that don't shoot it know that you're about to shoot it. And I think we're improving in that regard. We just didn't make a high percentage. Like you said, we shot half of our balls, a little over half of our balls from three, and made 20% from three. And then overall, you know, we didn't score many wood twos or at the rim. And so when we get a layup, we got to make it. That's been a problem all year long. When we don't have a layup, we need to make sure we're shooting what we would call a predictable shot so that if we miss that predictable shot, we have a chance to get the rebound. And somewhere in between, whether it's the rim or the three, how can we get to the bonus before the opponent in order to accumulate points from the free throw line?
Now, it's still relatively early in the year, but is it almost hard to, you know, not ask yourself, man, what if? At this point, I mean, looking at someone like Solomon Washington, I mean, since he's been healthy enough to play about six games here, he's played great, but about half of those games, Farrell Payne's been missing. So it goes back to this whole continuity point. But, you know, as coach, is it hard not to stop yourself and be like, man, I mean, what if, you know?
Yeah, I would be lying if I didn't say that at 2 o'clock in the morning, I think of that on occasion. I do think I have been inspired by our group to that question, similar to what you said in the fall. Hey guys, we're going to play like this. When the other team has the ball, this is what we do. When we have the ball, this is what we do. And then the first practice out of training camp, Solo does everything but break his ankle. And so I say the next day, hey guys, you remember this? We're going to adjust it. And you guys remember on this end, we were going to do this. We're going to adjust it. So we went from October the 6th until November the 30th without Solo. And I know you guys remember Gochi's fall in Milwaukee. Thankful that he returned. He missed the one game against Mount St. Mary's. And then in the first half, gets hurt again against Michigan. I think that was the first home Big Ten game. And then since then, I believe we played at UVA. We played ODU. And we've played Oregon. Now, to your point, in those three games, Solo has practiced every day. Gochi has not practiced. And so the things we were doing initially changed before we ever played. And then the things that we were doing with Solo, that changed. And then the things that we're doing without Gochi, that's changed. And so that's part of coaching. That's part of playing. Injuries are a part of sport. Those are two good players. Those are two players that we were dependent on in regards to our decision-making and putting together 15 new players for the roster. That doesn't justify that we're 7-7. That doesn't justify that we shot 20% from three. That doesn't justify that, you know, we're size deficient. Rakese Passmore, who tore his Achilles, nobody says anything about him. The transfer from Kansas, who hasn't played. That's just kind of part of sports. And that was part of it when you guys were my age. That was part of it when we were all in college. I think when it's all brand new, when it's a brand new team, a brand new roster, and there's such volatility within the newness and volatility with the injuries, it's hard to gain traction. And that's what I've been inspired by. Our guys have been very receiving of these changes, and our staff has been superb in regards to, hey, never mind, scrap that. Now what do we need to do? And a lot of the things that we're doing offensively, we literally started doing at UVA. And then we took 3 days off for Santa Claus. So some of it we're beginning to build on, and some of it our guys are getting continuity with. We're trying to be better in the film room on a daily basis, not preparing for the opponent as much as continuing to figure out what is best for us on both sides of the ball. And our guys have done that. It hasn't resulted in the wins, but there has been momentum in the process. And I think you have to have momentum in the process before you ever have momentum in the outcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland coach. We appreciate your time as always. Good luck against the Hoosiers on Wednesday, and then out against UCLA coming up in a few days after that.
Have a good day. I appreciate it. Happy New Year to you guys.
There he is, Buzz Williams. And same to you, coach. By the way, I didn't want to break it to him that you haven't even reached his age yet.
Said, well, do I sound
got,
that old?
Well, you guys are my age. Well, I passed you there, Buzz. No, it ain't even there yet. We'll come back. More of your phone calls. Ravens season has come to an end. Heartbreaking loss at that. But is there a sense of relief that the season has come to an end? Because a lot of people, myself included, thought an inevitable playoff exit was soon to follow. Because I didn't think they were getting to the playoffs. But then again, they drug us back into it. We were feeling it. And then to lose the way that they did, just get blown out by 30. You know what I mean?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.